Parsha is Parshas Tezria. So, we're going to go back a little bit to Shmini. After we got the Mishkan and the Maase of Nadav Avihu, we have all the laws of Kashrus, right? What animals are mutter to eat, what animals are asa, the birds that are mutter, that are asa, fish, right? And the whole inyan of that parasha, which it says in the end, why we need to keep kashrus. Ki ani Hashem amale etchem eretz Yisrael. I am God who took you out of Egypt, who lifted you out, literally. Ma'ale is loshen aliyah. Liot lachem lelokim, to be for you as a God. V'item kadoshim, and you should be holy to me. Ki kadosh ani, I am kadosh. And then it says, the person should separate, lavdil, to separate between that which is tamei, that which is taho, bein achaya ne'echelet, bein achaya shelo te'achel, and from the chaya, it's not eaten. Then we start Parshas Tezria. Parshas Tezria says, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe le'mor, daber b'nei Yisrael v'mata b'nei Yisrael le'mor, isha, a woman, ki Tezria, when she gives birth, v'yalda zacham, right? She gives birth to a male. V'tam'a shivat yamim, kimei nidat dodata titma. She will be impure for 7 days, like a woman is impure when she has her cycle. Right? Rashi tells us an interesting concept here, which needs exploration. Isha ki tazria, amar Rabbi Simlai. Kashem shiyatzirato shel adam, just as the formation of man, acha kol behema v'chaya v'of, after all the creations of the animals and the birds, b'maisa b'reishis, in the creation of the world, kach torato, so is the Torah of man, mitparasha, explained, acha torat behema v'chaya v'of. So first we have the laws of the kashrus of animals, and now in this parasha we have the inyan of tumas, the impurity of man. Then we have soon coming up man's further impurity, which is mitzora, right? And then we have the whole parasha of mitzora, which speaks about negei batim, etc., right? And towards the end of parashas mitzora, right, we have all the dinim of Nida and Zav, right? And Shechvat Zera, all the other dinim of Tumah of man, Tumah Vatara of man. Okay? That's basically. And then we go to Parshas Achrimos, which when we get there, Bezrat Hashem, we'll discuss it. Why? What do we have? If we understand this a little bit better, we explained last week that the creation of the Mishkan, the breaking of it, the creating of it, and then finally on the eighth day, was connected to the creation of the world. It was the creation, kiviyochol, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's place in the world, whether it be divine presence, whether it be a Shechina. So, now knowing that, that was the creation of what? Of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, i.e. Torah in the world. We connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu through the Shechin. The Shechin and the Beis Hamikdash, that's Torah. That creation of Torah, yeah, that creation of a connection to Torah. Now we have the Torah of the animals and the Torah of man. I.e., now that we're formulating how man connects to the Torah through the Mishkan, now we have the Torah of the animal and the Torah of man. And why do we need that? We are told to separate from non-kosher animals. We are told to separate from impurity, or how to deal with impurity. How we, if we do get impure, how we become taho again. In order that tara enables us to connect to the Mishkan. We know by eating non-kosher food, non-kosher animals, whatever, basar v'chalav as well. All these non-kosher animals, explains the Ramban, just as when a person eats something, it turns into his blood, into his nefesh, right? Ki nefesh hu adam, adam hu nefesh. Sorry, blood is the nefesh. That's the seat of the nefesh of a person, right? The kaved, the kidney. Says that whatever animal we eat and whatever teva, whatever nature that animal has, is nefach to us, becomes a person. So if the animal, most kosher animals are not carnivores, they're not aggressive, they're not killing animals, right? The domestic animals usually. If most non-kosher animals are the other type, right? The carnivores, those that eat other animals. Not all of them, but there's reasons why specifically some who aren't are not kosher, like the gamal, we're not going into that and stuff like that. But we do see a connection between the teva of a non-kosher animal and then it becoming man himself and it taking over man's teva. Says Chazal that it's metamtem et alev. It's otem. It covers, it disconnects the heart from connection. The heart of a person is the place of his mishkan, is the place of his divine presence. That's where a person lives. A person lives in his heart. He doesn't live in his mind. He lives in the place of his feelings, his heart, his desires. That's where he's living. That's the place of Hashrat Shechina. That's the place of his Binyan HaMishkan. Just Derech Agav, that's why. The reason we don't have Mishkan for these 2,000 years is because of Sinat Chinam. Sinat Chinam is Sina, is hatred, for no proper reason. That's Avera. That's an Avera. Sina hu belev. Hatred is in the heart. That's why when there's a breaking down of the heart, there's a breaking down of the Mishkan. Our heart is broken because we don't have Achdus. We don't have clarity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like we explained last week, clarity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, brings Achdus, closeness to people. When there's period in Klal Yisrael, when the separation in Klal Yisrael, the separation to the Jewish people, to his creator. Therefore, the times in our, that we have that level of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Mincha and Shabbos. What do we say Mincha and Shabbos? We say, so we see in Mincha we say, Ata Echad, you are one, Ushimcha Echad, and your name is one. Umi Ka'amchi Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. And your nation Israel are one nation in the land. We see that when Klal Yisrael connect, Mincha, it's Rava the Rava, it's the heights, it's the when the Jewish people on Mincha and Shabbos, we reach the heights that a neshama can reach, that a person can reach. That only happens when we reach that level of being one people. When we're one people, we reach the heights. Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. That's why, so long as there's Sinas Chinam, we don't have that Achdus and we don't have that Hashrat Hashchina. And so long as we don't have that Hashrat Hashchina, we haven't had the Binyan Beis HaMikdash in our hearts. And that Itum, that disconnect, comes from Chas V'Shalom. We eat non kosher, right? And also, we see that Tumah V'Tahara, that's the next stage, is Teres Adam. And Teres Adam also, Chas V'Shalom, can affect his clarity. That's why it's brought down, I think the Sefer Chinuch brings down, that even though we don't have Dinei Tumah V'Tahara, there's an Inyan of Lo L'Tameh L'Meisim, not to be Tameh to Meis, and to keep Minhagei Tahara, not to, for no reason, not to become impure. We're all Tumei Meis, we all have all these tumors, we have all these impurities. But there's an inyan for a person to not, you know, but it's not for us. That's for bigger tzaddikim. But there is an inyan. There is such an inyan. It's written in Sfarim. So now, the concept of tumma, right? And there is such a thing as tumma sheyotze miguf. Tumma that comes out from the goof of a person is in a certain way worse. There are certain halachas, like chala, that's eaten in chutz la'aretz. You can't be eaten by someone who's has tumma that yotze min haguf. Right?
What?
The tumah that if the impurity comes out from him himself, then he can't eat chalat chutz la'aretz. A kohen can't eat chalat chutz la'aretz. So, Toras Adam, see, is this parasha of tumas leda, the tumah of giving birth, and the tumah of dibul. Of Metzera, Dibura. We see that this, Chazal tell us, we don't have Tzaraas today. Tzaraas doesn't exist. And Chazal say it was only for Dor HaMidbar, because there were Dor Deah. There were people connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there was a complete Hashgacha. That if Chas V'Shalom, they would speak Lashon Hara, or they speak Diburim Ra'im, bad words, certain instances, they would get Tzaraas on exactly that Eva that was connected their Avera. And they would know, and they would do tshuva, and they would mitrape, and they would be healed. I.e., we're seeing that this concept of Tzaraas is a concept which is associated when you're close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I.e., when you're close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you do something wrong. It happens to you straight away. It's recognized by you straight away. It happens to you. Now, what does it mean to be close to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Are we close to Kadosh Baruch Hu? We'd say no. I'd say yes. There's one big difference. It's called attitude. If a person looks into his life and thinks about what life is giving to him, and the tzar, and the good, and he thinks about it clearly, Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to him. And he will see very clearly the good things in his life because of the good things he's doing. And Chas V'Shalom Lehefech. And he will learn to fix his ways. Kadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us in every aspect. And it might not be things we did in this world. It might be in the previous Gilgal or whatever. Who knows? It doesn't matter. Those things that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us, those difficulties he gives us, is precisely there for us to work on certain things within us. And he's talking to us. He wants us to change, or change an attitude, or change a way, or deal with it, or face up to it. Things are not given to us that we can't cope with, and they're not there, and that they are there precisely. That's an emuna, for us to change. The person has to realize that's what the Torah of Tzaraas is teaching us. We have this whole parsha of Tzaraas that was only for the Dor HaMidbar. It doesn't make sense. We have a whole Masechet on this in Tzaraas. What do you need a whole Masechet? It doesn't teach us anything. It's not happening. It's not going to happen anymore. What do we need it for? Because the Torah of Tzaraas is a Torah that teaches us about life if we learn it properly, if we learn it in a deep way. So it is relevant to us. We are told now, with these parashas, two very important things about man. Man has to look after first how he eats, his desires. He has to separate from his desires. That's Teres Behema, Klapei Adam. First, man has to eat kosher. Eating kosher means separate from his desires. It's a very important thing, you should know. A kid, when he grows up, and he goes to a store, and he wants this sweet, he wants that sweet, he wants the other sweet. And mom tells him, you know, it's not the kashrus we eat. We don't eat this kashrus, or we don't eat, this is not kosher, this is not Chalav Yisrael, whatever it is, the reason they don't eat it. And the child accepts and puts the sweet back. And he gets brought up that way, that he knows that he can't eat anything that he wants, not anything that he desires he can have. And you're mechanech him, you're teaching him to control his desires. That's a very, very important chinuch. The laws of kashrus and the brachas that we make a bracha. You want to get into that, whatever you want to get into. So you make a bracha, but you have to, there's a little bit of a waiting. You know, it's once sitting down, right? and you get your airport meals, and I'm sitting next to this person, and they were asking me, "What do you think's better? Should I get the casserole or should I get the sausage? I'm not sure what I could get." I was thinking to myself, kosher meal. There's not much of a choice here. I just get the kosher meal. What's my shaila? I'm looking at what I'm eating. What bracha should I make? Should I make bracha on this? Should I wash? Should I not wash? And if I want to wash, I have to wait till the stewardess passes. It's time. I have to get a cup. I have to go wash in the toilet over there 3 times. Come out, or twice, whatever. It turns in a minute. Come out. And then make an Atilis Yadayim. Go back, sit down, make brachos on everything. Right? My shy is what brachos I'm making. Their shy is what they should eat. The casserole or the sausage or the this or the that. That's Teres Adam. The laws of kashrus and the brachas restrain us and perfect us. Our head's in a different place. When we're eating, we're not eating for the sake of, which desire do I satiate more. Our whole eating changes. We can't eat this, we can't eat that. What bracha we make, what bracha. Our whole eatings get turned into a spiritual act. Of course we enjoy our food. Doesn't mean it's not a spiritual act. Because Baruch Hu created food for us to enjoy. But the way we relate to it, that changes us. That's the first avoda. After we have that avoda, what's the next avoda? Ishik tazriya v'yalda zacha. Chazal say an important thing here. If you want a male, says Chazal, says tzaddikim shohim. They wait in order for the wife's desire to be more, and then they have a child, a zacha, right? Chazal said, b'schazu, that they are gover on their desire. They don't rush, they gover on their desire. They hold themselves. That's the next level. The next level is we're separating from our wives aren't mutter to us, aren't permitted to us all the time. There's halachas of Tara. Only certain times they're permitted. And the Rambam says that a person shouldn't be with his wife. Like a tarnigol, like a chicken. Right?
Well, what does that mean?
It means too often. Whatever is necessary, whatever is needed for his wife, whatever is needed for his own personal needs, that's okay. But not to overdo it. A person has restraint. A person has a certain halachas of when it's mutter, when it's osa, how. So that's the next level of prisha, of separation from the physical. There's the physical world, there's even our relationships have to be done in a certain kedusha, a certain beautiful way. We have laws of tznius, we have laws of intimacy. That's what this next rem is. Now there's a higher level. The next level is mitzora. Mitzora is that man's mind and the gilui, the revelation of man's mind, which is his dibu, has to be a dibu tov, has the dibu of Torah, a call of Torah, a call of tefillah, speaking nicely to his fellow man. That's the next thing of mitzora. That's the next level. If chas v'shalom, man's dibu is a dibu ra, loshen hara, or dibu dvarim betelim, ma b'kach. There's a spilling of man's essence. Man, when he was created, v'yipach v'apav nefesh chaim, he was given a nefesh chaim. So Rashi says, bigger than a behemah, more than an animal. Unkla says, what does Unkla say? Ruach malala, the spirit of speech. I'm sure dolphins communicate. Where's that fish? Let's chase the fish. So what's man's communication different? Man's dibu is the biggest koach that man has. The koach to speak different Torah, to teach, to embody ideas, to give over ideas that the person you gave those ideas to can now repeat can take those ideas and repeat them and teach them further until the world becomes a world ledas et Hashem. There's a gilui das. Man has the ability to reveal his das, his higher das, the das of his neshama, the das of his connection with his creator, and to connect other people to his das through dibu. Man has the koch of dibu. The koch of dibu is a gilui of his das. And when a person reveals his das, he connects to other people and they connect to his das. That's why when we see the Adam and the Chava, right? Connected. It says, V'yidda et chava ishto. Das is connection. Dibu is gili das. When a person speaks to another person, he's connecting. He's bringing his das to that other person. And that connection through his teaching, through his Torah, through his ideas, through his nice dibu, right? Like women, when they connect, they talk and they connect. That's das. That's a connection. And when man connects to his fellow man with such a high level of das, he brings the world to knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the highest gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. That means V'yedat Hashem, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the sea that man can reach. Im Chas V'Shalom, man, the sea of what man is, the heights of what man is, he uses that dibu and he profanes it. And he speaks bad about his fellow man. He disconnects from his fellow man. He disconnects from himself. He disconnects from himself. He speaks dvarim betalim, things of, you know, nothingness. Then man loses his persona. That's Metzara. Metzara is Metzara. Metzara is the narrow. He's put in this Metzah. He's put in this narrowness. When a person's the worst thing that man can have, the biggest sevel for man, is loneliness. A Metzora is alone. He separates himself from his fellow man. His dibu is not a dibu of connection. His dibu is a dibu of richuk, of separation. Man who speaks the dibu of a Metzora separates himself from his fellow man, separates himself from the world. That's a Metzah. That's the narrowness that man puts himself. He puts himself in this narrow box, separated from his fellow man. That's why the Tara of Metzorah requires that he feels the separation. And he's Badad Yeshav, Chutzlo Oalo, out of his tent. He's separated from his wife. He's separated from his family. He's separated from humanity. That's because that's where he is. That's the Metzias. That's the reality of where this Metzora is. That's why that's his kapara. The coming out of Egypt was the leaving from Paro. And the Metzah, Mitzrayim is this Metzah, this narrowness of man's separation from his creator and the Kabbalah of Torah. Paro, we know from Chazal, was a Metzora, was a leprosy. Had leprosy. Paro, Chazal tell us, Mesudas Yesharim, other places, represents the Yetzahar. The leaving of this Dibu Ra is man's Prisha from the Ra of the Yetzahar. Man's Dibu Tov, Ki Lekach Tov Natati Lechem. The Tov that man has in the Koch of his Dibu, the Torah, the call of Yaakov, is the separation from Paro. The whole purpose of Yetzirat Mitzrayim, why we were Nigal, was so we could receive the Torah al Ahar Hazeh. Rashi brings this. It's Chazal. The separation from Paro of Mitzrayim, Paro the Metzora, the Dibu Ra of Paro, to Matan Torah, Ki Lekach Tov, Dibu Tov of Torah. That defines man. And that's the separation from Tumas Mitzora. Yitzir Mitzrayim is the separation till we get to Matan Torah and we can complete Prisha from the Mitzora of Paro, i.e. the Yetzahara, the Diburah of the Yetzahara. And that only happens with Matan Torah. the dibutov of Torah. Ki Torah tavlin liyetzahara. That's the dargas the man has to go in order to be mekabel Torah. That's why we see in Matan Torah there was a prisha from the isha. There was a separation from all physical connection. Only then was man able to be mekabel Torah. And now this all makes sense. Now that we were given the Mishkan, we were given the ability to reconnect to the Torah, now the Torah, right, the building of the Mishkan, is the creation of the world, the spiritual world, in which man reconnects to his Creator. Now we're told how man connects. Man separates from his physical desires, from his food, the way he eats, the way he connects with his wife. He connects with Kedusha, Batara. And then the highest level of man is how man connects with his fellow man through his Dibu, through Dibu Tov of Torah. Then man reaches the sea of what man can reach in this world. And only then does man have the Mishkan that he builds in his heart. Then his heart becomes a Lev Taho, a heart of Tara. Like we said, the Gemara in Kedushin says, Lev Taho de'ika tami. There's an impure heart, a heart that's separated from his Creator. Lev tami zu yetzahara. The Tara Salev comes when man expresses a dibuto, finally separation from the physical, and then man reaches that level of Torah, which is Dibutov, prisha from this concept of Mitzera. So the whole parsha of Mitzera, all the dinim associated with Mitzera, is how man separates. It's a marshal to the Yetzahara. How man through his Dibu separates from his Yetzahara and connects to Torah. He's Yotze Mitzrayim. He separates from Mitzrayim. That's why it's called by Chazal, the Masechet is called Masechet Negaim, the Masechet of afflictions. The Negaim of Egypt is the Negaim of Mitzrayim. So, anyone who learns this parasha of Mitzrayim is really understanding the Negaim of Egypt, right? The afflictions of Egypt and the afflictions of the Yetzahara has on him. So these parashas are actually there to explain man's afflictions that happen to him through his disconnect, through his dibu, and the negayim that come to him through his yetzahara. Chas v'shalom. Now we're going a little bit back because of the question asked here. Since most non-kosher animals, right, are carnivores, but we only see two, right, which is specified to us, which are also to eat. They're not carnivores, right? They're domestic animals. So why is the gamal and the chazir, the camel and the pig, why are they also to eat? Going back now to Parsha Shmini, it says, Achet ze lo tochlu. First we have to have, says, Kol mafreset parsa, right, v'shoshat shesa, right, parsa, parasot, in other words, whoever has a cloven hoof, malat geira, who regurgitates its food, but behema ota tochelu. Those you should eat. Achet ze lo tochlu. This you should eat. Memale geira, from those which are male geira, regurgitate their food, mafrise parasa, who have cloven hooves, eta gamal, the camel, ki male geira hu. It does regurgitate its food. It doesn't separate its hooves. Tamehu lachem. Right? Oh. Sorry, there's more than one animal. There's actually four. I forgot this. There's four animals. And actually, there's a very important. Et ha-shafan ki malageirahu uparse lo yafris. It's also malageira and it doesn't mafris pa. Tamehu lachem. Ve'ta arnevet ki malageirahi. It regurgitates its food. Uparse lo hifrisa. Tamehi lachem. It's also tameh. There's the arnevet, there's a shafan, and then now there's the chazir. Et a chazir ki mafris parasahu. It separates its cloven hoof. V'shoshas shesa parasa v'u geira lo iga. But it doesn't regurgitate its food. Tamehu lachem. Right? That's it. So there's four of them. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya here. V'darshu razal zir Rabbeinu Lechaya eta gamal zu malchus bavel. So it says, bat bavel hashduda ashrei shishalem lecha et gmulecha shigamalta lanu. In other words, what you did to Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay back. It says, aloshad of gmulecha, gamal. Right? That's connected bavel. Et ha-shafan zu yavan. Why? Shebatla ha-terah p'ni ha-mevi'im. It wanted to nullify the Torah. Shenema hine yamim ba'im nu'um Hashem elokim v'shilachti rav ba'aretz. Lo rav lo lechem. There'll be famine in the land. No famine for bread. V'lo tzem al ha-mayim ki im lishmo divrei Hashem. Next one is the Arnevet, Zumadai, Sha'astat Yisrael Peah. They made it in the corner. The Hefka, Lashmid, Larog, Labed. That's
a rabbit.
That's the rabbit. That's in the time of Achashverosh, right? Ken, Shem, Eshet, tell me Arnevet Shema. Her name was Arnevet. The final one, all of these ones chew the cud. They don't have cloven hooves. So they're similar types of Goliaths. They're similar types, just different aspect of a similar type. Et ha-chazi zu malchus galut ha-revi'i. Shneema yikasamena chazir miya'a. Right? Mentions et ha-gamal and the Arnevet and the Shafan, ki ma'la geirahu. It mentions them all in one pasuk. But the chazir is mentioned separately. Why? Vaya zel irmos says the Rabbeinu Chaya. It says it's to hint ki hashlosh galiot, the three galios. Afapish ayus maneim chalukim, even though they were separate galios, each one of them kilu hem mechubarim. It's as if they were all together. Vishes manam muat v'katzar. The time is very short. Aval agalut haravi, which is galus Edom. His kiyu b'fnei atzmo, it's mentioned in a pasuk in of itself. Bein b'parsha zubi b'mishnah Torah, right? Also the Mishnah Torah mentioned by kashrus. Lehorot kihu galut aroch. It's a very long galus. B'fnei atzmo v'shakul, and it's weighed k'neged kulam. The three galus, they were clear that they were not kosher. They don't have cloven hooves. You didn't have to inspect inside of them. Something which is clearly different and separate from you, you can separate from. You can fight. You recognize the Ra, you can stay away from it. The final goddess is the goddess of Edom. The final goddess, the goddess of Edom. He says, look at me, I'm like you. I have cloven hooves. I'm kosher like you. Right? I'm kosher like you. If I'm kosher like you, that's much harder to fight. The Yetzirah, when he comes to a person, doesn't come to him and say, let's go to Ben Yehuda. Right? Or let's do wrong things. He says, chas v'shalom, no. He'll tell you, learn more. Be machmir more. Don't sleep. Get yourself tired. Get irritated. Don't talk to people. It's bittul Torah. He'll get you. Get you on all aspects to make you think you're a real frumi and separate you. And then you feel bad about what you're doing. And then you won't like it. And you'll be perish. Or he'll, you know, work a little bit more. You have to work hard. You know, only the first years of work, you need to work very, very hard. Forget about learning now. Just work a little hard. You know, you can learn later. So the first year, you get used to working. The second year, you get used to working without learning. You're already used to it. Ah, you give a bit of tzedakah for Talmud HaChamim we're learning, or for Kira, whatever you give. I'm Yotzi, my Talmud Torah. He won't tell you. Don't learn everything. You're saying, start off, don't learn. Go back. You don't have time now. You have to establish yourself in a business. Instead, what you have to do? No. Okay, maybe you have to learn less. There's no such thing as no learning. So you learn half an hour. You learn as much as you can. And if you learn as much as you can, when you have more time later on, you give more time for learning. He doesn't do things which are usa. He'll get you on small little things. Little things. That's how it works. It's kosher, it's good. And that's the final galus. The final galus, Esav says to Yaakov, come be with me. Come, let's go together. He opens the gates. Come to universities, have internet, live a life like me, you know, college life. Everything's permitted. Try out everything, right? And muck up your life. That's what it's all about. Live like me. Live like a non-Jew. 74% non-from assimilation rate. 74%, three-quarters of the Jewish people were losing. 2,500 Jews for Yoshki pancakes a year. It's a terrible statistic. How many are we saving? 1,600, 1,500, I was told, come to Kiruv a year. Terrible statistics we're having.
That's
here.
It.
That's it. Yeah. Oh,
they have billions of dollars they can spend on being Makarev. Chas v'shalom. No, I wouldn't call it Makarev. On Marachikas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we go back, and we've 2 years in Yeshiva, it's our chov to teach ourselves and our children and our families and the people around us through our actions. And maybe, you know, if you have the ability, everyone knows a little bit. If you're in a place where there's no one giving shiurim and you can give a shiur. Give a shiur to a few people in your office, a few Jews in your office, probably quite a few Jews, right? Ask them, want to learn with you. I don't know what. You can always learn. There's always an opportunity to teach. Don't go out like a kiruv rabbi because you'd be a weirdo. But behave in a proper way. Be a kiddush Hashem. People are going to see that keep on your head. They're going to know you're Jewish. They're going to respect you. If they respect you, they're going to talk to you. That's the final goddess. The final goddess is long because we don't even know we're in goddess. I was once in a shul. Doesn't matter where. And someone spoke there. Doesn't matter. Spoke and said, it was on teaching, but we don't feel the goddess.
Grandma's cake.
We don't have, grandpa's cake. We don't have goddess. We don't feel it. We have our swimmer pools. We have our jacuzzis. We have we have everything. Whoa, how do we feel? We don't feel goddess. We weren't persecuted anymore. We don't feel goddess. That's the worst type of goddess. When a Jew doesn't even feel the need for the Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't even feel the need for Yimot HaMashiach. He doesn't even want it. He feels he has it. Has a Lexus and a Mercedes and a BMW, right? And he has his acre, his house, his swimming pool, his vacations. But what's in his Beis HaMikdash? Kol Tuv Mitzrayim. What's in it Beis HaMikdash? We don't even feel we're missing anything. If you can go and buy anything you want in the mall, great. We got Geula. We're living a great life. We keep Shabbos. We have a nice challah, nice kugel. We learn a little bit. Chas v'shalom, we don't know. We learn a little bit. We do our little bit. We give tzedakah. That's it. We're done. We're done. We're made. Where's the kesher with our Creator? How much of a kesher do we really have? Do you like davening? Do you like learning? If someone told you you'd have to daven 5 times a day, we'd say, oh, amazing. We'd say, oh, no. Davening is connecting your Creator. More of an opportunity. Yom Kippur, 5 davenings we have. 4 day, 1 at night. Shabbos, we have extra musaf. Right? Every day that's more kedusha, more davening. Rosh Chodesh, tomorrow, more davening. Is that good for us or is that bad for us? Do we like saying musaf? Do we like saying challah? Are we happy about it? Are we into it? That's where we measure ourselves. Our tshuka, our desire. That's the final goddess. The final goddess is that Esav enters our hearts. Esav shows us the world of the smoothie. The world that everything's easy to get. Press a button, it's delivered. Soon, the same day. What's it called? I forgot it was in America. Someone has this Amazon Prime.
It's already saying
Amazon Prime now.
It's 2 hours.
Yeah, two hours. Within 2 hours, you buy something, it comes to your house. Now. Don't wait. You're going to get it now. I mean, it's useful. I'm not saying Chas V'Shalom is not useful. I'm not saying it's not a good idea. It's a very good idea. But the concept for us, life becomes the press of a button. We can get anything we want, anything we desire, now. That's Esav. The koach of that Yetzer is a very, very strong koach. Because he shows you, I'm like you. Be like me, I'm like you. Let's live together in peace and harmony. You know, all the lefties in America. Let's live with everyone in harmony. Everything will be great. Live like the goyim, and then we'll solve our problems. Don't worry, soon they'll be denying Israel because Israel's an oppressive nation. It's apartheid. God knows what they'll be saying. And we want to be an American first. It'll happen. Don't worry, it'll happen. And then they'll be reminded. Then they'll be reminded. Kadosh Baruch will remind them. You're a Jew. Remember what your purpose is. You're a light to the nations. You're supposed to bring me into the world. It's not so far away. It's not so far away. We'll be reminded very slowly. Already they're starting on Israel. Already you see anti-Semitism. It's not anti-Israel. It's anti-Semitism. It's just a disguised way. They're starting on Israel. Starting on Israel. It'll be an accepted thing in the world. They'll be starting on Jews. Because you support Israel. If you support Israel, you're like them. We're not anti-Semitic. We're anti-Israel. You support Israel. We're anti-you. So we have now a heter. Because you guys are worse than the Nazis. You guys are apartheid. That's why we don't like you. We're socialists. We're good people. We don't like people oppressing our brothers. Now they have a heter. That's where it's going. Why? We're being reminded that if you don't separate from the ways of the goyim, I'm going to separate you so you understand what your purpose is. That's the final goddess. That's the goddess of Esav. We have to remember that. If we don't separate ourselves, if we don't reconnect, if we allow 74% of our brethren to be lost in Mitzrayim, Makat Choshech, was Makkah of Gehinnom. That's a Midrash. It was Choshech of Gehinnom. Chazal say 80% of the Jewish people were lost there. 80%. Why? So we wouldn't know. We wouldn't know that Jews were killed. Mitzri wouldn't know. How come they wouldn't know? Chazal say, because who were Nigal, who were revealed, who were taken out of Egypt, those who didn't change their names, their dress, right? And their speech. They looked like Jews. They spoke like Jews, right? You know, Yiddish, right? Whatever it was. Gefilte fish. They spoke like Yidden. They looked like Yidden. They had this little, you know, cap on their head. They looked like Yidden. So how comes when the Mitzrayim saw the next morning all these people were killed? It was millions of people. They didn't realize they were Jews. Because those that were killed in Makat Choshech were those Jews who had names of Egyptians, dressed like Egyptians, spoke like Egyptians. They were so assimilated, that's why it was Makat Choshech. That was Makat of Gehinnom. They were already in the darkness of Choshech Mishraim. They were ever nitamtim ben goyim. They lived like goyim. They were completely disconnected from any zika of Yiddishkeit. 80% of the Jewish people assimilated. They were killed in Makat Choshech. They were nevad from the awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the awe of Gan Eden. That was Makat Choshech. That's why it's very disturbing, those statistics, that we have 74% of the Jewish people assimilating, leaving Judaism, disconnecting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Makat Choshech. That's spiritually Choshech. Is a lashon of minya, a lashon of removed. A person's removed from his connection. That's choshech. a Jew that connects to a non-Jew is removed from his connection with Judaism. He lives like a non-Jew. That removal is Makat Choshech. That's why it's a very dangerous time we're living in. It's not simple. We need a big, big ha'ara to bring those people back, to bring ourselves back, our children back, and to help the Jewish people come back and to remove from that Choshech Mitzrayim. Remember, Mitzrayim isn't a one-off thing. Every year we have Leil Seder, Ki'ilu Yetzanu Mitzrayim. And you'll notice those people who have Leil Seder, Baruch Hashem, there are many, many Jews who do that. People who are far away from Judaism still have Seder. They don't keep it, maybe in all the halachas, but they still have it. They still clean their houses, they still invite the family, they still keep it. It's something very intrinsic. They still are savable. They still are separated. The separated Korban Pesach, the Seder night, is where a Jew separates himself. He's the family, the Jewish family, the Jewish home. That's such an important Leil Seder. The Emunah of Klal Yisrael rests on that day. The separation from Egypt, the separation from the ways of the world is on that night. We're coming to that night. It's such a big night. It's Leil Shemur and Mina Mazikin. We're cared for, we're looked after, away from those things which are mazik us in the world, away from those things which disconnect us from our Creator. That's what Leil Seder does. And we still have it. Many, many Jews all over the world, as distant as they are, still have Leil Seder. They're still removed from that Makat Choshech. Bezrat Hashem, we have the schus that all those Leil Seders will be a proper Leil Seder. And the Bigdash will be built, and we'll all be eating the Psochim in Yerushalayim together. Amen. It'll be very busy, but it'll be a lot of fun.